This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and my name is Jennifer Murray. I'm here today with Clark Reynolds, who is an international blind artist who creates artwork out of Braille and who has also very recently been appointed as ambassador for a major sight loss charity. Clark is here to tell us more about this exciting opportunity and also about his work in general. Hi Clark, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. I hope you're well today.
Yeah, great.
First of all, what is your sight loss condition?
I lost my sight in my right eye from the age of 4 to 6. So back in the 80s, I remember it was like yesterday, going to the hospital, having the patches, having the drops. They called it a lazy eye back then. But like I said, I've gone through life. I started to notice a dark shadow in my left eye 12 years ago. And it has the same characteristics as RP, retinitis pigmentosa. But because it's not hereditary, it's kind of elusive enigma. So they don't really know what it is. It just has the same characteristics. So the cones and rods are breaking down. So I'm just getting false information come from my eyes.
When did you begin to learn Braille and how did you find learning Braille?
I've always used dots and artworks. For, listeners might know that I've been an artist for 25 years. My career was an artist. I got a degree in model making. I always wanted to be a professional artist. So sight or no sight, I was never going to let that get in my way. And like I said, I've always used dots and artwork. I'm a big fan of the artist practice called pointillism, with the build-up of dots upon dots upon dots. Because in a way, that's kind of like how I see out of my bad eye anyway. So my friend gave me a Perkins typewriter 5 years ago now. And I mean, I knew what Braille was, but I didn't understand the mechanics behind it. And I learnt Braille in 3 weeks just because I saw it as a pattern. And as a creative, my mind is always geared to patterns anyway. I did a piece using buttons. So I did the alphabet and I called it my Rosetta Stone. And I was like, oh, why can't this be used as an art form? Just like a typographer uses a letter, I can use the Braille dot. And then for me, the dot, the Braille cell, has more power than the letters. So that's how it all came about, really.
Could you tell me more about your Braille art and the kind of things you have created? And what else do you do to encourage people to learn Braille in a fun and creative way?
The idea of the Braille came about was I wanted it to be seen, which is quite ironic for the visually impaired community, but the idea is to make it inclusive for everyone. So I was exploring colour, and what I did is I came up with a colour-coded Braille system. So I looked at the commonality of letters appearing in words and used colour theory. So the idea is when you come to see my exhibition, you can touch them if you're visually impaired and you can read it through Braille, but the sighted community can learn Braille through colour associations. So it's just like I'm teaching them to read through colour. It's amazing, and I make Braille fun. You know, the last 2 years, I go around schools across the country and the world, and I teach Braille through art. And I've engaged with over 12,000 young minds, which is amazing because the idea is those children will ask questions about sight loss that adults don't ask. So for the use of Braille, I'm literally breaking down the stigma attached to sight loss. And one of my favourite things I've done this year, really, I had my first international solo show in America, and I created the very first giant colour-coded Braille Scrabble in the gallery. So you could play Scrabble through touch, but you can play alongside your friend who can see, and they play through colour. And every time you play the game of Scrabble, because it's colour, you create a new piece of artwork each time because it's words. So for me, Braille should be for everyone. You know, if we made Braille for everyone, and then we would find it everywhere. We would find it on toilets. We would find it on menus. We would find it on an appropriate signage. Braille is fun. Let's bring Braille into the 21st century. So that's what I do.
Could you tell me more about the pieces of art you've created, but also expand more about the exhibition in the USA as well as London in 2024?
2024 has been an amazing year. It started off with an exhibition called 5 Degrees of Vision, which is like the pun on how many degrees I see. It was all about, as a blind person, it feels like I'm living an arcade game. So all the Braille was images of Space Invaders, Tetris and Pac-Man. So I didn't use the dot, I used a square, so it's like pixelated Braille. And it was beautiful. It was like the idea of it being touched and interacting with kids. First of all, it was in the hotel in Shepherd's Bush. I was interviewed there by the wonderful Josie Gibson. And then I went off to America. The exhibition was called The American Way... Words. You know how like language, how they say things and we say things and it means the same but different. So I took that kind of word in. So for instance, I did 26 pieces of artwork And I doubled them up. So one was in American way and one was the British way of saying it. And I used my color-coded braille. So I did little ditties. So for instance, I did jam. You know, we say jam and Americans say jelly. So that all around the space. And like I said, I created a 3 meter by 3 meter square Scrabble. And all the Scrabble tiles were 15 centimeters in diameter. I created the best game of Scrabble in the world. And it transcended all abilities. You know, not just the vision pair community. It was all to do with non-verbal, highly autistic. And that's what my art does, because it allows people to touch the art and to experience it. So, and obviously, I did the Paws on the Wolf Trail for the Guide Dogs for the Blind this year in Canary Wharf. And I created a guide dog sculpture inspired by the colour blindness chart. So in those all those thousands upon thousands of coloured dots that I actually paint separately is the Braille alphabet. And the only way to find the Braille alphabet is through touch. So that's been my year, really, 2024. And next year is looking really exciting. I've got my children's book being illustrated as we speak, called Mr. Dot and His Magical White Cane Adventures. And I'm starting a new series of Braille portraiture. So the idea of some person with sight will see the portrait, but a blind person will know more than them because they'll be able to read that portraiture. So that's really exciting. I've already done a couple of Braille portraits. I've done the King in Braille and I've done Andy Murray in Braille. And I'm just working on my biggest piece to date, which is going to be Oasis in Braille.
So you recently became ambassador for a sight loss charity called Fight for Sight. Could you tell me more about this? How important is this to you? And have the charity helped you come to terms with your sight loss or anything else in general?
Fight for Sight were initially called Vision Foundations and they merged this year. And Vision Foundation have always been in the background regarding how my art career has gone. And Vision Foundation Centenary came up last year. I reached out to them and said, oh, I could do my Braille artwork for the tables. And they said, oh, yeah, they loved it. So I did that. I raised some money for the charity. Last year, I ran the London Marathon for them. They've always been come to my exhibition and to be asked to become an ambassador. I mean, it's a dream come true because, you know, when I was diagnosed 12 years ago, if you told me I would be an ambassador for a major sight loss charity or I would be going to schools and inspiring, you know, VI children to become creatives, I would never have believed you. That's why I always say that I love being blind. I can't change the fact. Now I'm living the best life I can. And now to be an ambassador of a major charity, it's like, right, I want to do more. You know, I want to appear on celebrity quiz shows to raise money and raise awareness, just not for that charity, but for sight loss in general. Why can't an artist be a celebrity to inspire the next generation of visually impaired children? They can be creatives in a visual environment. So that's my job for the next 40 years now, is to be the best person I can be and to inspire the next generation of VI children, not just across the UK, but the world itself.
And last of all, if any of our listeners would like to know more about your artwork or how to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you? And do you have a website?
The best way to reach out is Instagram. If you want to DM me, so my Instagram is Clark Reynolds Official. So Clark with an E on the end, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S Official. But then you can go on my website, which is seeingwithoutseeing.com. So that's all one word, S-E-E-I-N-G, without seeing. You can always email me if you have any questions. Again, it's seeingwithoutseeing@yahoo.com. And if I can, I'll try my best to answer the questions. Or if you know any schools that want me to go to, I try to come to every school I possibly can.
That's great. Thank you very much, Clark Reynolds, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.